physical today. I'm a healthy young man. I haven't smoked for 3 weeks.
Good.
How about yourself?
No. Hey, nice. I don't know. No. we're going through some stuff with retirement and things, and it's just adjustment and some things we weren't notified about, so that sucks, but whatever, it is what it is. I styled my hair.
I can see that.
yeah. I decided this is gonna be a long story, possibly. I don't know. We'll see. So I'll say good morning, everybody, and welcome to LR Mornings today with Kyle and
Nick.
Nick Ball's back, yeah. I watched Cap Winter Soldier. Yesterday, mm-hmm. And it was like the first time in probably close to two years.
That's one I watched the most.
Since I watched that one.
I know you watch Endgame all the time, and even though I tried to watch Homecoming the other night, Far From Home the other night, but I watch fucking Winter Soldier is the one I watch the most.
Yeah, it's a good one. And I was watching it, and I thought to myself, I was like, you know. If you look at this moment after the bunker attack, and they're at Falcon's house, at Sam's house, and Natasha's like, you know, if it were the other way around, would you trust me to save your life? And Cap says, I do now, which means, yes, I did have doubts before, but I no longer have any doubts about you. And I was like, thinking about that and thinking about their conversations in Endgame. And I can't remember who it is that says, does she have any family? And Cap's like, yeah, us. Mm-hmm. I was like, wait, there is an entire Captain America and Black Widow arc.
Yeah, even in Civil War.
It's those four movies.
So you're counting the two Avengers movies too? Because like she's on.
Yep.
She's part of.
Yep.
The Secret Avengers or whatever you want to call it, his little posse.
And Infinity War. Yep. So it's Cap 2, Cap 3, Infinity War, and Endgame. And I was like, there is an arc there that I want to see from just that perspective, watching those four films one a day each day. So how does that relate to my fucking hair? Well,
you like Bucky.
I'm growing out Bucky hair. That's exactly what it is.
I was doing that for Comic-Con this summer. Thankfully, I decided against it right before everything shut down, because I wouldn't have been able to get a haircut, and my hair would have been way ridiculous. Like, this is me getting a haircut like the day that people can't see it. It's pretty shaggy. No. I got a haircut like the week they reopened up, but if I had Bucky-length hair like down almost my... It was like halfway down my neck. If I had that when the pandemic started, I would have been so unhappy, especially since Comic-Con was canceled. Because my goal was to be Bucky, but like with a green screen arm, kind of like the joke from Deadpool 2.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I have a green man suit. So I just get like a vest and like the green arm and like his little face mask. And some eyeliner.
Cool. It started off as a joke because my wife thinks Sebastian Stan.
Yeah.
Sebastian Stan. I almost said Sebastian Shaw. Which one is that one? He's.
I don't know who Sebastian Shaw is.
There's a Sebastian.
I know Robert Shaw is like a
Shaw.
From my show with Love and Jaws, but. Who is Sebastian Shaw?
I'm thinking. There is indeed a Sebastian Shaw. It's goddamn a guy that helped found the Hellfire Club in the X-Men comics.
Oh yeah, because then he was played. Isn't that the character like that Kevin Bacon? Yeah, Kevin Bacon played him. Yeah, yeah. So he another Marvel character, a Marvel character, not a Marvel actor.
Yeah,
it's like that does sound familiar, man. And his death is brutal in that movie. I gave so much promise of the rest of the X-Men movies, they never paid
it
off.
Did for first class was a good was it's probably my favorite one to watch mm-hmm. out of all those X-Men films, but yeah,
my favorite one that's not a Wolverine solo or a Deadpool solo. I think we did that list once.
Yeah, not counting though. I watched Deadpool yesterday, and It was hilarious, of course, as always.
You know what movies? Go ahead.
What's that?
I was gonna say, you know what movie's way better than people give it credit for? If you watch the unrated cut, which I guess wouldn't be on Disney Plus.
Oh,
the Wolverine unrated is not as well written as Logan, but the action's almost as good because there's blood everywhere and.
Whatever. Let me see something before. Before I say something,
I love that arc you were talking about because she's basically the second biggest good guy in Winter Soldier. Nick Fury's around, but really, it's a Cap and Black Widow like team up in the same way Ragnarok is a Thor movie with lots of Hulk. So
and I've really enjoyed watching the first two films and look forward to Infinity War tomorrow.
An Endgame one you haven't seen nearly enough times.
And
I rewatch it all the time too. It's nothing to be embarrassed about.
I've never watched
them back to back in the same day. That would be interesting to do.
You don't remember the day that I did all four Avengers films in one day?
Oof.
Yeah.
I'd rather do the quadrilogy you discussed in today, the Russo quadrilogy. I would rather do that in a day. My little Cap story.
No, but I did all four Avengers films in one day, and because my goal was to watch Avengers and Age of Ultron on Saturday, and then watch Infinity War and Endgame on Sunday. And then I was like looking at that Infinity War disc, and it's like I really like that movie. And we started at like 8 a.m. So it wasn't that late after finishing two films. You know, it was lunchtime, and it was like. Yeah, we can watch one more.
I know you're going to disagree, but it goes from worst... They're all good, but it goes from worst Avengers film to best Avengers film, each one. Because I think Ultron is still better than the first one.
It's funny how much Jammer hates Age of Ultron. And I don't hate it. Yeah, it's not as great as others, but it's not bad by any stretch of the imagination.
It's no Justice League or Justice League Snyder Cut, which I assume is going to be bad.
Oh my God. This Snyder Cut. Stop calling it the Snyder Cut.
It should be a director's cut.
It's not. Or the extended cut. It's not even a director's
Justice
cut.
Justice League 1.5.
I would take that. Yeah.
Like Spider-Man 2.1 or whatever.
The official title of Zack Snyder's Justice League fits, and the Snyder Cut thing, of course, is because that's what people are used to saying. But
it's like how people call it Baby Yoda, and I've only recently adjusted to saying the child, which is the correct
child.
Way to say it. Yeah,
yeah. Whenever I say the child and somebody's like, what? It's like the little Yoda looking thing.
Yoda species, 50 years old. You know what I'm talking
species.
About.
You dumb fuck. If you were an EU fan, I would say Tridactyl, which was never an official term.
Okay. I thought it was Lucas's goal, even in the extended universe, never to give their species a name intentionally.
Kind of, sort of, but it was, it came about, I think around the time one of the Knights of the Old Republic games. It came about then, if I'm not mistaken, and it was maybe in the forums and the people that were playing, they just called them that or something, but it stuck with the fandom of the EU and stuff like that. So I don't care if they ever give them a species.
They
shouldn't.
It'd be more interesting if they don't. I mean, they've waited this long. Like, it's funny though, you know, with Star Wars fandom, the Ewoks are never called Ewoks, but all the Star Wars fans know they're Ewoks. Like,
yeah,
from the other materials and stuff.
Yep. But this. Snyder's Justice League is just now starting to film those new scenes that we've been told about, the ones that are going to involve Ben Affleck coming back, Gal Gadot coming back. I always said Godot because I'm a fucking drama nerd, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen. The guy working at the entertainment website did drama in high school, but I also skated and played in a punk rock band, so fuck you. Anyways, where are we? Snyder's Justice League
and Jared Leto.
The new scenes. Yeah, Gal Gadot. I used to call her Godot. Gal Gadot. Jared Leto and who else?
Whatever his name. No, Joe Mangiliano. Whatever Mangiliano. Or whatever.
Yeah, I always.
I always say Joe DiMaggio.
He's a Pittsburgher, so I like the guy, and he's genuinely pretty funny in a lot of the things that I hear him on and see him in. He seems like a legit cool guy. But I can never pronounce his name correctly, so I just say Joe Mangiello to my wife.
Mangiello. Hashtag Mangiello.
All these things that we heard about that we thought were either already in the process when we heard about them, or maybe even possibly done, are just now starting, and they're going to have to go through post effects. They're going to have to go through scoring, ADR, like the whole nine yards. And we're promising a 4-hour gig,
four-hour
tour, if you will.
I will.
And he said he had 3-ish hours of a movie, right? Back in the day.
Yeah.
And he showed us some cans and he was like, you know, my movie is complete. We're not seeing that. I don't think that this is going to resemble the theatrical cut in any way.
Not at all.
Except for Steppenwolf.
Yeah. They say he's not coming back to reshoot anything. Like, he's not re-voiceovering anything.
Yeah, he's Sirian Hines, I think is how you say his name.
You might be right.
He's not, at least as far as anybody knows, is not coming back. He said that he wasn't filming anything additional. And he also said that he didn't film anything under Whedon. He said very little under Whedon.
But I bet there is a lot that isn't there that Snyder already has that didn't make Whedon's cut. If I had to guess, like we didn't see all of his dialogue.
Right, but what I'm saying is we still did get 90 minutes of stuff involving and revolving around him and his actions, and some of those actions we're going to have to see. The way we saw theatrically, because those were shot. Yeah, we're gonna get extra stuff, but there's a lot of stuff. I'm wondering how Snyder's gonna will work around it, because you know he's going to want to make this as different from the theatrical release as possible.
You can tell what's his footage sometimes. Like, his version of Amazonia, or is this just the Amazon?
Mm-hmm.
Is definitely Zack Snyder, 100%. Because Patty Jenkins, mm-hmm. as a female director, you know, puts them in armor and stuff. And Zack Snyder is kind of a, I've always considered him kind of a frat guy director. Like, suddenly they're all wearing bikinis and stuff. And you're like, well, that was Zack Snyder, not Joss Whedon.
Hold. Let's not forget Gerard Butler and 300
shirtless dudes and shirtless.
Yeah.
They're like the bros. And then the other, it's like a Halloween party. The bros are all muscular and showing off, and the women are all dressed like sluts. Happy Halloween, everybody.
I always love to point out, because some people will talk about the objectification of women, and yes, that does by all means happen, but so does the objectification of men, so don't act like it doesn't.
And I think Marvel's and don't act like you're
better than me, because you're not.
I think Marvel's lean the other direction. We're like, I swear, every Marvel hero is shirtless for at least one scene in every movie, even down to like Tom Holland, who's like 20 or something.
I mean, chicks are in. Well, some people say heterosexual chicks are into dudes as much as heterosexual dudes are into chicks.
Well,
so
some people used to joke that it is. That's why the girlfriends go with their boyfriends to see Marvel movies. And like, oh, I get 30 seconds of Chris Evans or Chris Hemsworth in that shirt. That's not true, because women love these movies too. Like, it's a four quadrant thing. My parents watch it. Women and men younger than me watch it. Like, it's four quadrant.
The Marvel movies. Yeah, but we were talking about a DC thing, and nobody watches that shit.
Well, no one watched one. We'll see. This one should be big for HBO Max.
Yeah. I wonder, because honestly, I don't even want to pay for 1 month to watch this as it releases, because I'm assuming it's going to be once a week. But I don't even, like, I really want to just wait a month till it's all out and then do my 7-day free trial and watch it all at once.
I like HBO Max already. It's one of my favorite streaming services.
Oh, I don't have it, and I've looked, and I'm all right. maybe someday, but I don't want to miss out on some of the conversations, so I'm like conflicted.
I told Jammer, we talked about this on Breaking Geek Radio, the podcast. First, we kind of agreed with Cam's piece the day before he wrote it that bullshit there was a final cut done if he's doing this much reshoots. It's like, you know, Jason Momoa is like, I've seen it. It's like, no, it didn't exist if he's bringing back actors and stuff like that. I mean, he left during production, not post-production. And the other point was, I hate Jared Leto's Joker, but sure, throw him in the mix. I can't wait to watch this, like, train wreck of a TV series / film. Like, make it as bad as possible, man. I'll be happier if it's terrible than if it's like, oh, that was really slightly better than Whedon's. No, I think it's going to be terrible.
you do realize that the DC fanboys, and there are Marvel fanboys. I'm not. Send all your hate mail at that Kyle Milan on Twitter.
At Geeky
Just make
Nick
sure you hit that follow button so you can continue to send me hate mail. But we all know that the DC fanboys are going to say that this was greater than Infinity War, and Snyder should get to do his Justice League 2, and that it would be better than Endgame. They, no matter what, dude, this could be worse than Whedon. And they will swear on their mother's grave that it was the greatest comic book movie ever.
And in the
end, it's gonna happen.
Money talks. Like, I actually would love to see them make part two, because based on what I've heard of the script for part one, it is like a cliffhanger. Like, more so than Infinity War. So I would actually like to see part two made, and then we can compare the grosses afterwards and be like, oh, Endgame, of course people liked Endgame more. It wasn't completely dark and dour and like misusing its own characters.
Shot through a blue filter.
Yeah. Misusing, it's like Zack Snyder does not understand Superman. Like, prove me wrong. Well, Henry Cavill needs to be in a good Superman movie. He's great, but he's too dark. And even Man of Steel, it's like, that's not Superman.
Well, I blame Warner Brothers for that, because they literally, I guarantee it, I'll put my severely reduced retired paycheck on this. That Warner Brothers said, God damn, the Dark Knight trilogy made some fucking money. Get us somebody that will do that with Superman. Make it dark, gritty, grounded. Do it. Now, go.
I don't know, because I also think that's Zack Snyder's style very much.
No,
Watchmen's fantastic, but it's very dark.
Warner Brothers sought someone out for that, and yeah. Snyder fit the bill. So they're like, yeah, Snyder fits the bill. Snyder agrees. And then for Man of Steel only, I think maybe Dawn of Justice, but what's his name? Chris Nolan was an EP on Man of Steel, I think. Mm-hmm. And it was like,
and then he bailed.
That's what Warner Brothers wanted, and that's what Zack Snyder started doing, and a lot of people didn't like it.
Yeah.
I found Man of Steel to be the best Superman movie since Superman.
I think it's the best, but I've only seen that in Superman Returns. So
oh.
I definitely don't like Superman Returns. Though before his controversy, Kevin Spacey was an interesting Lex Luthor. But now it's like, no, let's not go into Kevin Spacey anymore.
So I'll say that, but that's not saying much, because, you know, like, Superman 2 Donner Cut, of course, is decent, but like 3 and 4, I think there was a 5 and a 6, I can't remember how many there were, and Returns, all not so good, and the original's only good in a nostalgic way. It's so fucking corny.
And with nostalgia and cheesiness. No, I'm not actually going a different direction. Oh. Neil Before Zod is kind of the con, like the same kind of level of like, oh, well, we love that cheesy film, and that was the good moment in it. No, I'm not insulting Wrath of Khan. It is the 4th best Star Trek movie, but. Yeah, and you've seen what I've been talking about lately. I'm gonna write about it this week. I had to come out this week as being a bigger Star Trek fan than a Star Wars fan. And I'm sorry.
Well, you've been talking about how much you're done with Star Wars.
Well, not done. Like, since, I'm still gonna watch Mando. Not gonna stay up late till midnight, but I'll watch it Friday afternoon. Like,
you're not like the same enthusiasm or excitement as you are like an MCU thing. Like, you would rather have seen WandaVision already than
Mando
season 2. So,
Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
That's fine though.
Oh, your hair will be perfect by the time they release Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Winter Soldier will be back. No, he has short hair in that. Have you seen he has short hair in that, according to the pictures.
I've seen images of Mackie.
Well, no, there's even like the official logo has the both of them, and he has like shorter than my hair, even not like a buzz cut, but just like short.
Oh,
like whatever. Thor length hair, like current Thor length, not fat Thor, but like Ragnarok length hair types thing.
Yeah, but like I said, it was just a joke with my wife because she thinks he's cute, and I was like, hey, you know, I've been wanting to grow my hair out, and I had no idea what to do with it. Like, I was like, I don't know. Do I want to have it all in the back? Do I, you know, what the fuck do I? I've been in the army since I was 17.
You'd have fun with it now, like your facial hair.
Yeah. So
you gotta go down to stubble though, like him.
No,
Start wearing mascara all around.
This is forever now, and it's gonna get longer. The beard, people. I'm talking Obi-Wan about the beard.
Level, boy.
Anyways, so stop calling it the Snyder Cut because it's not. It's a brand new Max thing, Snyder's and that's Justice okay. League. Hey, and that's okay that it's a brand new thing. But it does beg to question how much money did this thing actually cost at the end of the day when the final penny is counted for original shoots, original reshoots, the Snyder Cut stuff being recut and new reshoots for a whole brand new film with new and finishing effects for old footage and new footage alike. Like, and then the salaries and, of course, the advertising. Dude, I bet you this film's pushing $500 million in costs.
And I was just thinking of an interesting thing. Like, this is like a Mulan test for HBO Max. The only way HBO Max can make money from this, they can sell on Blu-ray later, but is if their subscribers rise to watch it. And, like, yes, let's compare it to another HBO show. An entire season of Game of Thrones, which is super expensive, costs less than $70 million, which is the cost of reshoots, not even talking about the special effects cost and the all the post-production stuff is not included in that $70 million to pay Ben Affleck and everyone to come back for 2 to 4 weeks or whatever.
Exactly.
Like, and it's like a Mulan. You gotta hope Mulan failed this. You gotta hope it brings in a shit ton of subscribers who stay and don't do what Kyle's going to do and just get the not pay for it for even a month, but do a free trial.
I'm not giving Snyder a dime. No, I loved Watchmen. Honestly, I really did. So, and I like other Snyder things. I loved his Dawn of the Dead. I thought that shit
was
great.
Written by James Gunn.
I like a lot of shit him and Robert Rodriguez do. I do. I really, really do. But anyways. Let us know what you guys think about all of the Snyder's Justice League stuff and the new stuff being filmed. And what does that mean for the release date, ladies and gentlemen? That was a question I meant to bring up. Nick, they say and promised 2021. Do you think we get it in 2021? And if so, when?
Yes. Haven't they even been saying summer or like second quarter or something? Or has it just been 2021? We're absolutely getting it in 2021. I would say summer 2021, especially if theaters aren't doing hot still at that point.
So, you think they can get the reshoots and effects, ADR, post, all that done for a summer 2021?
Yeah, especially if he's already been using an older cut. And we've seen pictures of Stephen Wolf. They've already started doing some of the post-production.
Oh, yeah.
They just need these new scenes to toss in. Okay. And we've already heard the score from Junkie XL. I forgot his real name. Like, he's already released a video with him doing the score for Justice League. Mm-hmm. So they're already working on the post. They still need to go back and get whatever footage Snyder feels he needs to shove in with the Joker and Deathstroke.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if Jesse Eisenberg isn't coming back, too, for a little bit. We just haven't heard anything.
I'm sure there will be some surprises. So yeah, I'm actually thinking more of a winter 2021.
Winter? A year from now? More than a year from now?
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Fall at the earliest. So I'm thinking November, December. Yeah. Anyways, that's it, ladies and gentlemen.
Come back next year to see
who's right. What's that?
Come back next year to see who's right.
Definitely. In year three of LR Mornings. So, yeah. Make sure you guys are checking out LRMonline.com every single day. for all your entertainment news, needs, and opinions. Check out the YouTube channel. Lots of great stuff on there. Content going up like daily because I'm subscribed to the channel. My phone rings like sometimes 3 or 4 times in a day with interviews. So go subscribe and definitely subscribe to this podcast channel, wherever you're listening to us, Spotify, SoundCloud, whatever it is, hit that subscribe button. Help us get in front of more eyes so the big wigs will give us more money to create more content. Oh, shit, there's been a nuclear launch detected, so apparently I really need to get going. Nick, where can people find you at?
I'm at Geeky Nick Dahl, Geeky, G-E-E-K-Y. On the Twits, and I do my podcast is Break Geek Radio the Podcast, and I write Come At Me Bro every Thursday. This week is going to be how it took me from 1997 to now to become a bigger Star Trek fan than a Star Wars fan.
Just sad that you didn't see Star Wars until 97.
Well, I saw the special edition when I was a kid.
You're only a few years younger than me.
I saw the big screen for the first time.
There's no excuse. Shut up. you're fired. Anyways, I love that notification tone. The nuclear launch detected comes from StarCraft.
Yeah.
And it's the Protoss version. And at a CVS pharmacy, it went off once, and a lady next to me, she said, "Is that for real?"
I would have been like, StarCraft, nice.
Thank you, guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow.